The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We want to try to get a better understanding of who is Shaitan or what is Shaitan. So anything that removes us or takes us away from our intended goal is known as a shaitan. Another understanding of the word shaitan or the word shatana is that it refers to something mischievous, harmful, or rebellious, right? So anything which is harmful to something else can be called a shaitan. Okay, anything that is rebellious and takes me away from something that I want to be at is known as shaitan. So linguists say that if you combine both of these meanings together, a shaitan refers to something which is harmful and seeks to distance me from peace and tranquility. This is the definition I want us to understand from a strictly linguistic perspective. Okay, so linguistically, shaitan refers to something which is harmful. It's harmful to me. It's not something that's pleasant, right? It's harmful to me, and it seeks to distance others from peace and tranquility. So I want to be calm. It does not want that. I want to be happy. It does not want that, right? Now, how I feel at the moment of temptation is not what we're talking about. It's how I will feel after, right? So this is the idea of shaitan. Now, if we understand that this is something harmful that seeks to take me away from peace and tranquility, it's for this reason that shaitan also refers to germs, right? So a germ is something which is harmful to me, right? We all have colds and coughs, and these come from germs. In Arabic, especially if we look at the original traditions, the word for germs was shaitan, right? And this will make a lot of sense to all of us who've heard all of these traditions, you know, like cover the pot because shaitan will come and sit on it. And we're like, what? How is that possible? It's referring to germs, right? Like close the musallo, shaitan will come and pray on it. And you're like, wait a minute. I don't know, we were naive or something, right? We were like, isn't that good if shaitan comes and prays? But it's talking about dust and other particles that may come in the place of where we pray. And so there are multiple traditions like this. So for example, I'll quote two, one both found in Al-Kafi, and both from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad, where he says in the first one, لا تشرب الماء من ثلمة ثلمة الإناء ولا من عروته. He says, do not drink water from a broken portion of a vessel, nor from the portion of the handle. فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَقْعُدُ عَلَى الْعُرْوَى وَالثُّلْمَ. Because shaitan sits on the handle and the broken portion of a glass or a cup, right? And so we don't drink from a cracked cup, right? We don't drink from the handle side where everybody picks up that glass and drinks from it, right? But the reason gives is why? Because he says shaitan sits on those places. Now, he's not referring to this Iblis who sits there. Iblis got better things to do, right? But it's referring to germs, right? In another tradition, this one is also kind of cool. He says, لا تطولن أحدكم شاربا. He says that do not lengthen, do not allow your mustaches to grow long. فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَتَّخِذُهُ مَخْبَأً يَسْتَتِرُ بِهِ. Because shaitan makes it a haven for himself and conceals himself in there. Right? So we don't grow our mustaches long. Why? Because shaitan sits in there. right? Now again, it's not shaitan as such, but it's referring to its linguistic form, right? The germs sit here, like I eat, food particles may get stuck and I don't comb it, whatever, but this is something that is part of our tradition. Now you think about it, at that time, how is the Prophet going to describe microbes, right? And how is he going to describe this thing that is not visible to the eye? You call it a shaitan. And what's interesting is that clearly the people at that time understood, right? So they weren't naive to say that, mashallah, Iblis comes to sit on my thing, right? Like, people at that time were quite smart too. They understood what is being referred to, something that is harmful to us. And so these points are really important from to understand from a linguistic perspective about shaitan. From a perspective of faith, okay? So now we're looking at it from a religious perspective. Shaitan refers to an entity that seeks to cause harm and stir rebellion amongst us and remove us from peace and tranquility, right? So shaitan refers to any entity. Now we're not talking about a person or a being here, okay? Shaitan refers to any entity which seeks to cause rebellion and harm and to remove peace and tranquility in our environment. Right? This is why when we look at the Quran, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 91, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانَ أَن يُوقِعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Shaitan only wants to cause between you animosity and hatred. And so whenever there is bughd between believers, whenever there is a disagreement which causes me to resent you, this is amalu shaitan. Yeah, this is what shaitan does. Shaitan seeks to cause enmity between us. He seeks to cause hatred between us, right? Because we've always said the bond that we share should be far stronger than a disagreement that you and I have. We have the bond of wilaya. Yeah, the bond of wilaya should be stronger than anything else, but sadly it's not. Hence telling us the power of shaitan. Because that's what God says, that He only seeks to cause بَيْنَكُمْ الْعَدَاوَةُ الْدَعْوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَى. Yeah, that He wants to cause this enmity. Now, we said that a shaitan from a religious perspective is any entity. This entity that we're talking about can be, who causes this division, can be from amongst the jinn or mankind. Okay? So now we're expanding the understanding of shaitan. A shaitan can be from mankind, and a shaitan can be from amongst the jinn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-An'am, verse number 112, He says, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ عَدُوًا شَيَاطِينِ الْإِنسِ وَالْجِنِ. And thus we have made for every prophet an enemy. Who are these enemies? Shayateen, devils, from amongst the jinn and mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Right? Interesting, right? This verse always gives me, personally, a lot of comfort, yeah? A lot of comfort. Like when I face difficulties from people, I say, subhanallah, the Prophet had shayateen. Yeah, who am I not to have shayateen in my life, you know? So a shaitan is a human being. It could be a human being who seeks just to cause chaos. Just chaos, right? I don't want to see you happy. Yeah, I don't want to make your life pleasant. I'm just going to be a thorn by your side. You know what? Accept these thorns. Accept these thorns. Right? Because all they do is make you stronger. You can either succumb to them or you can make them stronger. Remember, the prophets faced them. Allah says, I put them for prophets. Yeah? Accept this, the same nobility that Allah gave to prophets. Maybe He will give us that nobility in overcoming these problems. But what this tells us is that sometimes we may be surrounded by people in our lives, or we may even purposely keep people in our lives who are a negative influence on us. Yeah, it could be our friends, it could be our circles, it could be anyone. What we are doing is that we are actively keeping shayateen in our lives, right? And this is something that we have to be mindful of. We have to be cautious of about who we allow in our lives. You know, when you look at the importance of friends in our lives and why we need to clean out our friends every so often to make sure, because we don't want shayateen in our lives. But if we're going to be even more mindful, we have to be careful and ensure that we are not shayateen in people's lives, right? That I'm not the cause of bad influences, right? So like if my wife wants to fast kale, I'd be like, nah, don't fast. Yeah? Why? I don't know. I just don't want you to fast tomorrow, right? Baba, you're preventing somebody from doing something noble. Isn't that the quality of a shaitan? Yeah? So you don't be a shaitan to somebody else as well. This is very important because by definition, we can be shayateen.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Alim Halim Hakim Mateen Ghafur Shakur Wadud Qayyum Ra'uf Sabur Majid. صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.